Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, July 14th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of events news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Inaugural Chicano Hollywood Film Festival to launch July 17 to 20th in Pomona, a cultural response to injustice and a celebration of Chicano storytelling. The Chicano Hollywood Film Festival will debut July 7 to 20, 2025 at the Union in Pomona, CA. In response to current ICE raids targeting undocumented farm laborers, the festival serves as a cultural celebration and protest platform for Chicano and Latino communities. Opening with The Last Brown Beret, directed by Del Zamora, the festival honors the legacy of the Brown Berets, highlighting the urgent need for justice and unity. Over 90 films, including documentaries, comedies, and dramas, will be showcased, featuring works by emerging Chicano Latino filmmakers. The festival will also include live DJ sets, Q&A panels, and the launch of the Chicano Hollywood Academy to train the next generation of Latino creatives. For press, tickets, and the festival schedule, visit ChicanoHollywood.com. GeoVax to present at the Emerging Growth Conference on July 16, 2025. GeoVax Labs, Inc. will present at the Emerging Growth Conference on July 16, 2025. Chairman and CEO David Dodd will discuss updates on GeoMVA, GeoCM4S1, and Gedeptin programs. GeoMVA received favorable scientific advice from the EMA. GeoCM4S1 is in Phase 2 trials for COVID-19. Gedeptin will have a Phase 2 trial for head and neck cancer. GeoVax's MVA platform and U.S.-based manufacturing aim to address vaccine supply diversification and pandemic readiness. Register for the conference to participate in the Q&A session. Questions can be submitted in advance or asked live during the presentation. A replay will be available on Emerging Growth's website and YouTube channel.
The ultimate classic, rare 1974 BMW 2002 Ti in pristine condition, joins the DFW Car and Toy Museum collection. The DFW Car and Toy Museum is thrilled to announce the addition of the rare 1974 BMW 2002 Ti to its Ron Sturgeon collection. This iconic model, known for its performance and style, showcases BMW's engineering excellence. Featuring an overboard 2.0-liter M10 inline-4 engine and a 5-speed manual transmission from a BMW 320i, this classic car offers spirited driving dynamics. The refurbished interior includes modern and vintage elements, such as a Blaupunkt Nevada CD stereo and an Alpina steering wheel. With over 200 cars and 3,000-plus toys on display, the museum provides a unique look at automotive history. Don't miss the chance to see this legendary BMW up close at the DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth, Texas.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.